Proclamation number 8648 of 18th of October, 1963. Answer to question about reembodiment. As long as you humans live on Earth, you are still imperfect, and this also means that your knowledge is still subject to limitations, that you cannot grasp everything. Nevertheless, I instruct you according to your degree of maturity, and it is therefore up to you yourselves to increase your knowledge by increasing your degree of love, which will always be the measure of your maturity of soul. If you are full of love, then you will also be able to see through everything clearly. If you lack love, then you will also lack understanding, even if you receive fullest enlightenment. For knowledge only then becomes realization when the spirit in you is awakened through love. But my direct address from above is to contribute to it that your will to love is strengthened, that you are to learn to recognize me intellectually, and then also love is ignited in you to him, who has created you. And that is why I will also always fulfill your request to send you enlightenment, so that you are able to recognize me as loving Father and return my love towards you with counter love. My plan of return is not unknown to you, and so you also know about it, that every soul wants us to start the course over Earth, which then is the last stretch of way before the return into the kingdom on the other side. You also know that this walk on Earth results in different success with different men, and that this is the result of the free will of my creatures, which I will never touch because it is the characteristic of a divine creature. You further know that for this life as man a little spark of love is given to you, which only makes the change back to your original being possible for you, when you ignite this little spark of love in you and let it flare up to a bright flame. When a soul has covered the course through Earth creation in bound will, that it has now reached the degree of maturity, which is the prerequisite for embodiment as man, then also the divine spark of love is associated with it, no matter where and in which stage of culture it comes into the world. And man himself is it in his hand to nourish this love spark or to completely stifle it in himself. The greater his inner resistance to the good, the divine, the more he will lag behind in his spiritual maturity. But the feeling for good and evil is present in every man, because he, as I have often explained, the execution of good and evil in himself, and because he also has the silent admonisher, the voice of conscience, within himself, that he also can lack the concept in which measure he is to listen to the inner voice towards fellow men is possible, because his inner resistance against me is still so strong, and he therefore stands under the power of my opponent. And then his earth walk can hardly earn him the last maturity, and he will have to repeat it. But now the assumption of you men is wrong, that he can return again to Earth that will out of the kingdom on the other side, and that it repeats itself so often until he once has reached the necessary maturity. For even in the kingdom of the beyond, the soul will have the opportunity to develop upwards if it gives up its inner resistance. But it can sink just as deeply into darkness, and endless times can pass if it does not accept the help offered to it to redeem it from hell. Then it will be hardened more and more, and it will again have to pass through the passage of Earth creation. And this can repeat itself more than once, and depending on how its inner resistance subsides, the embodiment as man will now also take place in such life situations where there is the most prospects to mature in Earth life. You all forget the many schooling stations which are ready in my creation for the reception of souls of all degrees of maturity. When you are told that the soul of man enters the kingdom of the beyond, You do not yet quite understand what is to be understood by the latter. Everything outside of earthly life is beyond. And all celestial Buddhas harbor spiritual substances in the most diverse degrees of development, where every soul can truly continue its course of development if it does not persist in its resistance so stubbornly that it does its mischief in uncreated spaces to its own torment. Also then it can once again come to its senses, because my love and mercy gives up no soul and always gives every soul the possibility to come to a gleam of light and to carry out the change in itself by it giving up its resistance for the first time and being accessible to the instructions, which are also granted to it in the kingdom on the other side. And I truly also know the spiritual constitution of every soul. I also know about the maturing possibilities which are beneficial to every individual soul and which promise success. But I never see these in a renewed earth course as man, in a transferring back of the soul to earth, if there are not very special reasons, which again only aim at the rescue of weak souls. I am not an unjust God, who considers his creatures differently out of a whim, and therefore not every man is offered the same possibilities. But time does not play a role with me either. I reach my aim. However, I would never reach this aim through ever-repeated testimony as a human being on this earth, because there is one thing I cannot do out of my will: to force the human being's will so that he makes the right decision. To induce the human being to have a rightly directed will through my power. His free will can fail again and again, and the earth walk be in vain. Every soul lives its own life, and I know exactly about the successes, which it still can achieve, because I know its will. And accordingly I can and will shorten or lengthen the earth life of man. I will call off prematurely where a relapse is to be feared, so as not to endanger the degree of maturity already reached, and I will give a high age to those where an increase of the degree of maturity or still a turning back to me is evident, to make the course of development in the hereafter possible for the latter souls. But do not believe that the respective human state of culture has an influence on the development of the soul. Because a life of love is not dependent on outer things or on increased earthly knowledge, because it is at all times and everywhere about the ignition of the love spark in the heart, which however is independent of culture and custom. Because it is a pure spiritual process in man when he ignites this love spark in him, and for this always the living together with other men and the divine creation surrounding him can stimulate him. Thus even the most primitive person will be able to increase his soul's maturity, especially if he is also given the knowledge of the divine Redeemer Jesus Christ, which can still be imparted to him in the beyond if the soul is only of good will. Amen.